So why did the Christian cross the road? To avoid helping the person in need. Ouch. That kind of stings, doesn't it? But that's kind of the point of this story. The setup is, we're told a lawyer came to Jesus and asked him, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" Now, you know what they say about lawyers. They generally don't ask questions unless they already know the answer, right? So this lawyer was pretty sure he'd already done all the right things, because after all, who would know the law better than a lawyer, right? So he was pretty sure he'd already done everything just right. So in response, Jesus tells him a story that's so familiar it has its own name, the Good Samaritan. In it, we hear the first two characters who were regarded as pillars of the community, a priest and a lawyer, are precisely the ones who did not do the right thing, who in fact went out of their way to not love their neighbor. But it gets better. The one who did do the right thing was the Samaritan. Now, Samaritans were regarded by most self-respecting Jews as being something less. See, the Samaritans, they observed some of the Jewish law, but not all of it, but they also observed some of the practices of the other religions in the area. So, good Jews did not regard them as pure. They were something less. They were looked down on. And that, of course, is the point. The first two, the priest and the lawyer, they appealed to being born into the right family. They were Jewish enough. They were white enough. They were Northern European enough, I guess. Huh? That was enough for them. They followed the rules, and they focused on their own piety. They said the right prayers. They made their offerings. They ate the right thing. But they also managed to conveniently forget the many, many laws about taking care of those in need. It was the one who did not follow the religious laws of piety who did God's will, who loved the person in the ditch. Now, Jesus told this story because he refused to let righteousness be defined in terms of religious observance alone. So when the lawyer asked just who is my neighbor, he is probably looking for a very simple, narrow definition. We're told he asked this to justify himself. So he's looking for a simple answer. Well, those who live on your block, or maybe those in your own town. But Jesus told them, God's will is not a limit on who we have to love. Rather, it's a focus on whether we love. That's a big difference. What Jesus is getting at is that it's not only the things we do wrong that get in the way, but it's the things we do not do that matter just as much. So Jesus teaches us that righteousness is not defined in terms of religious observance alone. True righteousness, he said, comes from loving God and loving your neighbor as yourself. And guess what? It's often not convenient. The truth is, we have all kinds of reasons to cross either side of the road and not help the person in the ditch. Some of our reasons might even be good. But how do our good reasons to not help end up helping those in need? Oh, it's hard to do the right thing. It can cost us money. It can cost us time. It's inconvenient. It breaks the rhythm of our already full schedules and challenges us to do more than we may want to do. I heard an interview with a psychologist on the radio the other day who did research on the sharp decline in empathy in our society. There's no shock, huh? And she listed a bunch of reasons, contributing factors. Chief among them were the rise of technology, the personalizing of our own favorite news stream and information, and maybe more stunning, she said, the more affluent a childhood somebody had, the less experience they had with poverty or being in need, the more self-involved and less empathic they were toward others. The more we avoid the ditches of life, the more we learn to avoid them, the less empathy we develop for those who suffer. Yeah. Yet the ditches are where we come to face with real life, and it's where we get to meet Jesus again. There's an irony and a power to the low places in life. Because those ditches, friends, and you know this, they have the power to strip us of all the things we use to protect and insulate ourselves. Our money, our jobs, family, possessions, everything we have, it doesn't matter when we're laid low. It is where we are finally, finally vulnerable, and it's where we see the limits of our power to protect and save ourselves. So our story today started with a question, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus said, go into the ditch. Stop being so busy trying to make your own life and get busy loving your neighbor. Let go of your own kingdoms of power and schedules and wealth and insulation from suffering and all that goes with it. And start living for the kingdom of God. Jesus said we need to look into the ditches. Oh, it's easier not to. But this is the same Jesus who said, if you want to follow me, deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow. Following Jesus is not just words. It's about how we choose to live. Now, these days, it might feel like ditches are finding us. Now, the powers of evil are loose. They want us to become increasingly polarized, pointing fingers at different groups, trying to assign blame, divide and conquer. That's one of the ways evil works. Divide along the lines of race, political preference, blame the other one for all that is wrong. And all that does is fuel anger and make the divide deeper. This does not mean we get to just sit and watch or give up thinking there's nothing we can do. Instead, it means that you and I, we need to do some hard, honest assessment, asking ourselves questions like, have I thrown somebody into the ditch? Have I walked past those who are in need, who needed help? How have we contributed to the problems? What have we done to increase the feelings of division, dehumanizing anybody who's not like us? And more important, what can we do to bring about healing? So Jesus repeatedly says, don't be afraid. See, with Jesus, it's not so much a matter of whether we will do things the right way, as much as whether we will do the right thing. To love God by loving our neighbors. Now we know there is no shortage of people in ditches. And there's an equally large supply of reasons and excuses to not go into those ditches. But Jesus doesn't care about reasons and excuses. Instead, he calls us to be faithful in loving our neighbors in ways that we can see and taste and feel. Our faith isn't just about what we think. It's not just personal piety. It's about how we will live and whether we will be faithful. Every time we enter the ditch and help those who are hurt, anybody who's scared, anyone who's troubled or overwhelmed, we get to meet Jesus again. And when we step into the ditches to be with others in need and face our own fears too, our own need, our own weariness, we find that Jesus is right there with us. Even in the darkest, deepest ditches, we are not alone. So why did the Christian cross the road? To follow Jesus. To go into the ditch where people hurt and cry, where people are hungry and victimized and powerless. We cross the road to be faithful and to meet Jesus again.